Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 90. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Mainly sunny again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 91. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking, has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online, and the public outcry. Well, traditional public outcry auctions online only and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to honor all professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment to tackling one of the economy's most demanding and important jobs. Thank you for your service. From the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, over 40 years of service.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A series of annual reports of child sex abuse cases reported by abortion clinics in Kansas going back a decade has now been made public. The reports date back to fiscal year 2011, showing an increase in child sexual abuse cases leading up to fiscal year 2022, which shows a total of 56 cases reported by abortion providers. The annual report is required to be published publicly under state law, but the Kansas Department of Children and Families has not officially released the numbers until this year. These reports come at a time when Kansas lawmakers are also holding meetings to go over updates on the state's child welfare system. Although the weather threw a small hiccup into things briefly Saturday, it was a great start to the Kansas State Fair overall. That's according to manager Brian Schultz. One barometer for the fair's success is the carnival take. Friday's carnival took in $82,000. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The city of Lawrence said on Monday afternoon, emergency crews were called to a recycling center near the area of 11th and Haskell Avenue with reports of a large pile of debris burning in an external scrap pile full of recyclable appliances and equipment. The city noted that no injuries were reported as a result of the fire. Lindsborg Public Safety and Smoky Valley Public Schools said this morning that a threat was made against Smoky Valley High School on Monday and that a juvenile was taken into custody. The threat was made through social media, and the Lindsborg Police Department began an immediate investigation, which ended when a juvenile was taken into custody. There was no word on whether that person was a student at the school. The investigation included the McPherson County Sheriff's Office and Lindsborg Police, and they say the incident has been resolved. The investigation is ongoing, and the school is holding its regular schedule of classes today. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Alliance Police have arrested a man after receiving domestic assault reports. On September 3rd, Alliance Police received a call regarding an abusive relationship. The caller reportedly told officials 34-year-old Martin Morentes was beating up someone he was in a romantic relationship with. APD reportedly saw the victim outside the residence, and she had told them Morentes had hit her in the face multiple times. Morentes was arrested and charged with third-degree domestic assault. Troopers responded to the report of a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Highway 385 and Link 7E. The motorcycle rider, identified as Kirby Schimmel, 77, of Houston, Texas, was transported to the hospital in Alliance, where he was pronounced deceased. The motorcycle was northbound on 385 when a Nissan Sentra failed to yield at a stop sign on Link 7E. The motorcycle then collided with the Nissan, which is driven by Jayesh Desai, 55, of Mumbai, India. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed the revision of the proposed jail project with a reduction of just over 2,000 square feet overall and the possible decrease of 2 to 4 beds. The architect and sheriff feel the changes proposed will not jeopardize the integrity or safety of the project. Commissioners discussed the reduced cost associated with these changes and then gave authority to move forward with the new design, collaborate with the project manager, and they hope to go out for bids by the end of September for the jail project. The county health nurse asked permission to apply for a $75,000 universal home visit expansion project grant that will provide more education on breastfeeding, safe sleep, prenatal classes, and possibly teach CPR. This 9-month project would begin October 1st and could be a one-time-only grant. The board will compose a letter of support. County Health Department has decided to offer the Pfizer COVID-19 booster shot as it covers ages 12 and up. Flu vaccines will begin to be administered October 3rd, and they're working on scheduling the outlying clinics. Ann Walter, Tony Mann, and Ellen Barber met with the board to discuss Phase 1 improvement plans for Lake Idlewild. Barber, with the Partnership for Growth, is in the process of writing a $200,000 recreational trails grant and the Lake Restoration Committee will come up with $40,000 toward the application. They've secured approximately $31,000. Commissioners agreed to contribute $5,000 out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund. Approval was also given to contribute $5,000 to the City of Marysville and $5,000 to the Sheriff out of the Special Alcohol Fund for the Red Ribbon Week promotions. Washington County has received two new recycling trailers, which will be located at Lynn and Clifton, with the Lynn trailer moving to Haddam. The general transportation vans have arrived and are being readied for service, but a timeline has not been established for operations. Nemaha County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors held the budget hearing last Tuesday. With no one from the public present for comment, they unanimously approved adoption as published. Gage County will pay off the Beatrice 6 judgment this fiscal year, and a resolution was passed recently that will terminate sales tax effective January 1, 2023. The county has a decrease for their tax asking amount based on proposed property tax request and changes in other revenue. Total operating budget for Gage County will decrease from last year's budget by 4.16%. The supervisor's chairman remarked the county's been able to stay relatively flat, had continued to maintain operations of the county, and are nearing the end of the judgment. In committee meetings last week, it was reported that Gage County Planning and Zoning is getting close to finalizing commercial solar energy regulations and will bring recommendation on changes to the board by September 21st. An uptick has been reported in COVID cases. The current booster has been pulled. The new booster that covers additional variants should be available within a week or two. Masonry construction will be starting courthouse exterior work in Beatrice early September. Marshall County Extension Service, in cooperation with Paxton and Sheldon Vogt of Home, will host a tour of the Marshall County soybean plot Wednesday, September 14th at 6:30 p.m. A supper provided following the tour plots the northeast corner of 12th and Eagle Roads. Seed company representatives will be on hand to discuss the various varieties, diseases, and production techniques. Advance reservations are requested. Contact Anastasia at ksu.edu. or phone the extension office at 562-3531. Soybean plot tour Wednesday, September 14th at 6:30 p.m., 12th and Eagle Roads near Home City. Annette R. Payshaw-Smith, age 46, of Marysville, passed away Thursday at her home. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Annette Payshaw-Smith. Bonnie R. Edwards, age 88, of Olsburg, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Randolph United Methodist Church, burial in the Olsburg Cemetery. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8, at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Edwards. Ada G. Schutte, infant daughter of Ethan and Jordan Schutte of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church Clay Center. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangement for infant Ada Schutte.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern, not only here for this afternoon, but right into your Wednesday and Thursday even coming up as well, expecting temperatures to continue above average for this time of year, with those high temperatures by this afternoon looking to reach into the upper part of the 80s, and even some lower 90s for highs looking at your Wednesday, with upper 80s for high temperatures on Thursday. A weak disturbance does bring a chance for some scattered shower activity overnight Thursday night, but once again looking to dry things things out into the day on Friday, with just another slight chance for some shower activity Friday night into the day on Saturday, but not expecting a complete washout by any means. Still expecting that stretch of above average temperatures to continue even into your upcoming weekend, with Saturday's highs expected in the upper 80s and even some lower 90s with lots of sunshine Sunday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-September 82, record high on this date 109, the average low 58, and the record low 37. Sunset this evening 7:40, sunrise in the morning at 7:07.
Does your firewood go clink or clunk? We will tell you why it matters today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 13th, the 256th day of the year. Fashion designer Stella McCartney and chocolate mogul Milton Hershey were born on this day. A bit of almanac wisdom goes, knowledge and timber shouldn't be used until they're seasoned. So if the approach of autumn has you thinking about stocking the woodpile, keep these tips in mind. Fresh cut timber requires seasoning or drying before it's ready to burn. It can take a year, sometimes up to three, for firewood to fully season. How do you know when it's ready? Try the clink test. When you knock the wood together, a higher pitched clink indicates dry wood. A sodden clunk means there's still moisture present. You'll get a disappointing fire and dangerous chimney residue. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
On POW MIA Recognition Day, September 16th, Alfea pauses to remember the American servicemen and women who never returned home and those in the armed forces who faced unthinkable conditions as prisoners of war on foreign soil. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Jalen Daniels has been putting on a show the last 2 weeks, and he's gaining some national attention. Daniels was named to the Davey O'Brien Great Eight list for week two of the college football season. In the win, KU's Daniels completed 18 of 29 passing for 219 yards and three touchdowns, including the game winner to redshirt freshman Quentin Skinner in overtime. Daniels' three touchdown performances marked the second time in his career. The other one was at Texas of last year, while he also got it down on the ground, rushing for a career-high 85 yards on 12 attempts. Not only that, Daniels is one of eight quarterbacks to be named to the All-State Sugar Bowl Manning Award Stars of the Week following his performance. And Kansas State's Phillip Brooks has been named the Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Week. The honor comes on the heels of his 76-yard punt return touchdown in K-State's 40-12 victory over Missouri on Saturday, the fourth punt return score of his career. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. or Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
For the first time in National Football League history, a streaming service will be the sole carrier of several national games. Amazon's new NFL deal gave the online company rights to Thursday night football coverage. Amazon will carry 15 regular season Thursday night games this year, excluding the season opener and Thanksgiving games. Local TV stations for the teams playing on Thursdays will still be able to air the games, but most viewers will have to find another way to watch these games. Now, if you're interested in watching this Thursday night's game with the Chiefs and the Chargers, and you don't already have an Amazon Prime account, you'll likely have to set one up. The Minnesota Twins will try to stop a three-game slide when they play the Kansas City Royals. The Royals, who are 57-83 overall, fourth in the AL Central, will take on the Twins, who are 69-70 in third place in the AL Central. First pitch tonight in Minneapolis is scheduled for 6:40 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The compact size and bright yellow flowers, as well as its heat and humidity tolerance, won Goldstrom Rudbeckia the title Perennial Plant of the Year in 1999. But this is just one of many Rudbeckias to consider for your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include one of the taller varieties like Golden Glow at the back of the border. This statuesque beauty blooms in mid to late summer and tolerates heat and drought once established. Surround it with sturdy neighbors to provide sometimes needed support. Change things up with large coneflower. Plant them where you can appreciate the huge blue-green paddle-shaped leaves and yellow flowers that top these 5 to 7 feet tall plants. Leave the seed heads in place for finches to enjoy. Prairie coneflower was moved into the Rutabaga genus, but the downward-pointing yellow petals and gray cone are reminiscent of its former Rudbeckia relatives. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
While you're out gathering treasures on the U.S. 36 treasure hunt this weekend, make a stop in Marysville. Make a pit stop for gas, food, and more. Many Marysville merchants will offer sidewalk sale specials as well. Maps available for local garage sales during the U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt this weekend. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants. Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Enan's Automotive, and Bruce's Body Shop.
Before there was a U.S. Cavalry, this man was noted to be the top mounted military man in the nation. His skills were so impressive that the future president of the Confederacy wrote of his keen ability to lead men on the high plains. However, few have heard of him, mostly due to the huge shadow cast by his prominent father. This son's story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
longtime Morgan host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Daniel and Rebecca Boone had 10 children. David Rogensee shares the story of the youngest in the family.
The most prominent of Daniel Boone's sons was Nathan. March of 1812, the U.S. Congress created three companies of rangers to protect the territories of Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri. President Madison appointed Captain Nathan Boone of the Company of Rangers for the new territory of Missouri.
Nathan Boone, like his father, was a frontiersman. He worked as a surveyor and became a prominent military man in the West.
And then in 1834, he accepts a position in a more permanent structure, which is the 1st United States Dragoon Regiment. And that is the basis for the United States Cavalry. He is the most experienced mounted officer in the United States Army.
In 1834, he led 500 men on an expedition to the Western Plains to make peace treaties with the Comanche Indians. Boone's life as a frontiersman was not lost on the group.
Jefferson Davis was a lieutenant. He remarked to his wife, he said, Captain Boone had an uncanny ability to find water on the prairie. And he described how Nathan Boone would be riding along and then would turn his horse and he'd say, why are you going this way, Captain Boone? He says, there's water here. And he would lead him to water at the end of the day's march every time.
In 1837, Boone moved to a new home near Springfield, Missouri. He was away from the farm many times during his years of service, but it was the place he resided for nearly two decades.
Nathan passed away here in 1856, and he's laid to rest here on the grounds. We keep up the cemetery here. He has a nice veterans marker for Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Boone.
Today, the farm is part of Nathan Boone Homestead State Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in Ash Grove, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Chickens a block treat to provide extra nutrition and entertainment as they peck at it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can buy flock blocks ready-made off the shelf or make your own as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Have the natural instinct to peck at something. When you set out a block treat for them, they're entertained with the pecking and also get some nutrition. Block treats aren't meant to replace your flock's regular feed. They're formulated to provide supplemental energy, vitamins, and minerals. Peter Friquette is an extension poultry nutritionist at North Carolina State University. He says when you're shopping for a commercially made block treat, look for a good nutritional mix.
It should contain some grain, could be corn, cracked corn, could be oats, some wheat possibly in there, and then some protein sources, things like rapeseed meal, or could be flaxseed, a good one of sunflower seeds.
It's not hard to make your own block treats out of scratch grains and other foods that your birds like. It's like making a big cookie, but the challenge is finding a way to hold it all together.
If it's in the wintertime and it's cold, you can stick things together with tallow. Beef fat that turns solid, you'd have to experiment where it's just enough to hold it together. You could also use some beeswax or paraffin, the edible type, and so it's like a wax, and you can mix that, and it'll hold it together. The benefit of using like a tallow or some sort of a wax is that when you press it together and it rains, it doesn't fall apart.
Some people use a package of clear gelatin and put everything into a mold. You can also cook up some oatmeal, mix it together with your grains, and press it into a big ball. When it dries, it'll hold together. If you include raw ingredients such as eggs or meat, be sure to cook your treats in a 300-degree oven until they reach an internal temperature of 150 degrees. This will kill any bacteria that can make your chicken sick. You'll find more tips and recipes for making block treats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What a friend. I love to cook. I enjoy finding new recipes, watching cooking shows, and making meals for loved ones. Hi, I'm Callie Brees with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There's a lot of prep work that goes into cooking, and there is nothing more frustrating than trying a new recipe and finding you don't have the right ingredient. You know, cooking is like preparing for retirement. It requires a lot of planning, and you don't want to near retirement and find you've missed an important piece. To ensure you're prepared for your later years, identify all the things you're going to need and want. Then include other elements like your wishes and how you're going to live generously. Of course, this is no easy task. You may want to consider enlisting the help of a financial professional who can help provide guidance so you don't miss anything important. Don't get to retirement only to find out you wished you'd planned differently. Take the time to do it right now. You'll have greater financial clarity so you can live with purpose and gratitude.
It's Assisted Living Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehab knows that independence is important no matter what your age. Providing the help that is needed with respect and compassion is an exceptional in-house therapy program for short or long-term rehabilitation needs. Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us care for you.
Agriculture's long and continued struggle to find good help. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Before the pandemic, before supply chain problems, before inflation and the Russia-Ukraine war, agriculture has had a problem finding and keeping people to do the work. Earlier this year, the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City held a symposium on the subject of farm labor. Nate Kaufman heads the bank's Omaha branch.
Regardless of all of those issues, one of the common threads throughout the previous years and leading through the pandemic really was labor. So we hear about labor shortages as being a challenge for businesses managing supply chains, and some of the most significant cost pressures that they're facing are related to labor.
Look around. Businesses in so many sectors of the economy are looking to hire, but are having trouble filling the spots. Kaufman says ag businesses have had that issue for some time now.
And they're looking for ways to try to solve that problem. Some of it might be to try different tactics of trying to hire workers. Some of it might be trying to find workers that they were not able to attract before. So maybe it is an immigrant workforce. For some people, it might be robotics. It might be mechanization.
Kaufman says there's always going to be demand for agricultural products. And with that demand, there are opportunities to innovate. We'll continue to explore the shortage of farm labor over the next 3 days. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some of the latest export numbers have been released from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And while some industries may be doing relatively well, including the grain market, others, like the pork industry, aren't so favorable, as some of the latest export numbers show the pork industry may be struggling compared to just a year ago. But according to Courtney Knupp, vice president of the International Market Development with the National Pork Board, the bigger the picture removes China from the equation.
We're actually down compared to 2021. And remember, that was a record year, 4% in volume. And so that's actually doing well considering the global pork trade as a whole is 10% smaller than last year because China is not largely buying from anyone.
She goes on to say popularity of U.S. meat continues to grow with the help of the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the Pork Checkoff Funds, getting pork from the U.S. out into that global market.
That partnership is just amazing because when we give a dollar to Meat Export Federation, their cooperator status with the Department of Agriculture means they can get a matching dollar from the Market Access Program. So we double our money and our impact up front.
Finally, she goes on to say that the final quarter of 2022 does look very interesting, especially for the pork industry.
Keep our eye on any spread of disease, specifically African swine fever, which if and when that happens, especially in Western Europe, that will change the global dynamics. We have to keep an eye on that. We're continue to implement and fully come out of COVID. We can't forget that Asia still hasn't been fully open.
Right now, export value per head per hog in the month of July reached $67.10 and was attributed to those products sent overseas and its highest that they've seen since late July. For more information on international markets, you can find more information about the pork industry at porkcheckoff.org. Last year, the Chinese market was a major one with U.S. pork imports that has begun to drop off after phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning. This is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're going to have a good run of cattle. We'll have somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 head. A couple of our featured consignments will be a group of 360 mixed steers and heifers. They've been weaned 60 days plus with a couple rounds of shots. They'll be weighing 7 to 850. We'll have a group of 100 black and black-white faced deer and heifer calves right off the mom. They've had a round of shots. It'll be weighing 6 to 7. We'll have a group of 140 mixed steers and heifers that have been weaned for 60 days and had a couple rounds of shots weighing 7 to 850. And then we're going to have a group of 80 mostly black steers and heifer calves that have been weaned a long time with a round of shots that will be weighing 6 to 7. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments this week, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or have any consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Seven farming entities collected at least $3 million in total coronavirus food assistance payments, including two that got more than $6.5 million. That, according to data included in a report released by the Government Accountability Office. The top 25 CFAP recipients, nearly all of them general partnerships, collected a total of $74 million. California, the highest average payment per producer, $97,619. Now, the average payment nationwide, $32,074. GAO said farmers who are classified as socially disadvantaged collected $869 million, an average of $20,369 per producer. Beginning farmers got $349 million, or an average of $19,859. Iowa, California, and Nebraska each received over $2 billion in CFAP payments. Eight other states, Minnesota, Texas, Illinois, Kansas, South Dakota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Missouri, got at least $1 billion. Total CFAP payments, $31 billion. The Food and Drug Administration will be collecting about 240 lettuce samples from operators in California's Salinas Valley through October in a continuing effort to reduce outbreaks of foodborne illnesses. The farms were identified by traceback investigations in recent years as being potentially associated with a foodborne illness outbreak in which lettuce or leafy greens were the likely suspect for a food vehicle, the FDA said. They also say it may be collecting water, soil, and scat samples based on observations made at the time of sampling in a farm and ranch's past inspection history. And the Department of Homeland Security making it clear that getting food assistance will not prevent immigrants from being able to stay in the U.S. That's an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
Insects feeding and living in stored grain is a problem. Good sanitation now is the key to preventing bugs in your bins. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been in my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Insects have insatiable appetites, and the grain in your bin is a bug buffet. Their feeding damages the grain, degrades the quality, and opens up the chance of fungi or other disease agents taking hold. Bob Wright is an entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says sanitation is your best defense, and the time to do it is now before harvest starts.
You really need to clean out your bin and make sure there's no grain remaining in an empty bin. Do a very thorough cleaning, also all the areas outside the bin and all the equipment that's going to be used to transport grain, the grain truck, the auger, other things may have grain left over from last year and there may be insects harbored in those areas. Also clean up any loose grain around the bin.
While you're cleaning, inspect the bin to ensure that it's waterproof and there aren't any cracks or holes where pests can easily get through. There are insecticides approved for grain bins, and he also recommends treating the grain as it's being put in the bin. For the best results, there shouldn't be any old grain still in it.
One thing that we often get questions about, part of a bin has grain in it and they want to add new grain to it. That's not recommended. It's not the ideal situation. It'd really be best if you could get the old grain out and either sell it or feed it or put it in another bin and consolidate it rather than adding new clean grain on top of old grain.
Once the grain is stored, inspect it routinely to make sure there aren't any infestations. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for preventing pests in the grain bins at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Here's your market information on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Taking a look at our market today, here's what we've got right now. Corn for September down 0.75 cents at 7.11 and a half. December corn down 5 3/4 at 6.90 and a quarter. September wheat up 8 3/4 at 8.50. December wheat up 2 1/4 at 8.61. For oats, here's what we're looking at for December, down 9 3/4 at 4 cents and a quarter. You've got oats for March at, they're down 7 3/4 at 4.04 3/4. Let's take a look at soybeans on this Tuesday. Soybeans for September, down 24 3/4 at 15.25. November soybeans, down 8 3/4 at 14.79 and a half. cotton at this hour right now at minus $3.72 at 106.49. December cotton down 363 at 102.08. Let's take a look at the cattle market very quickly here on this Tuesday. Cattle, live cattle for October down $1.05 at 144.70. December cattle down $1.12.5 at 150.22. Feeder cattle for September down 232 right now, 179.20. Feeder cattle for October down $3.05 at 180.07.5. Stock market today not doing so hot. Yesterday was a good day on Wall Street. Today not so much. Dow Jones Industrial Average at down 848 at 31,533. S&P down 120 at 3,989. NASDAQ down 461 at 11,807.
It's time to grab some roasted corn at this year's Kansas State Fair. Inside the air-conditioned comfort of the Cottonwood Court, enjoy the taste and the smell of slow-roasted corn dipped in butter, topped with all your favorite spices. Plus, enjoy taco potatoes, pulled pork nachos, turkey legs, and moink balls on a stick. Plus, a heck of a lot more at the Roasted Corn Booth right inside the Cottonwood Court at this year's Kansas State Fair.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
There's no denying the resiliency of Kansas's cattle industry. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. Jason Warner, K-State cow-calf specialist, provides insight into the current state of the cattle industry in Kansas and his advice for producers to ensure cattle inventory through the hard months ahead.
If you look at our beef cow inventory on a national basis at the beginning of this year in 2022, Kansas was in sixth in terms of total numbers of beef cows. And it's interesting when you go back and you look at the change from 2021 to 2022, that first of the year inventory, which really gives us a good handle on what the cow herd is doing. Kansas is one of two states out of the top seven that have really maintained their inventory quite well. This year has been very challenging, but we've seen some resiliency there in terms of where our beef cow population is throughout the state. And so to me, that tells us that we have some ability to be able to react to some of these changes. And that goes back to our feed resources and our water resources.
Warner suggests taking inventory of your anticipated needs now in order to prepare ahead for this upcoming fall and winter.
I think the big thing that folks need to have on their mind going forward over the next couple of months is really be taking a good assessment and really sitting down and looking at what your forage inventory is going to be in terms of harvested forages, and understand now if you have very limited grazing resources over the next several months and you're going to be primarily in a feeding situation, what type of tonnage and volume are you going to need on your operation in order to stretch your days and have enough feed to last that time frame in order to get us to next spring. And being able to make informed decisions now is really going to be key on that for us.
He suggests that finding a trusted producer elsewhere with better conditions to care for your cattle might be an alternative, but recognizes that transportation cost changes have made that a less accessible option for some.
If you have the opportunity to maybe do some partial relocation or some partial confined management of your cow herd, you certainly want to look at those options as well, too. If there's an operation that you're comfortable with, that you have a relationship with, and do it at a price point that is going to be feasible for you to be able to manage to the next growing season, you might want to be thinking about those things as well. Relocation is something that years ago, when fuel prices were a lot lower, was a whole lot easier for folks to be able to work through. Certainly, we've had such a sharp rise in all of these costs that changes the picture. But we really have to be just proactively thinking about all the options that we have, strategic culling, partial replacement, those types of things, really managing our forage inventory, because we know at the end of the day, at some point, things are going to change. We're going to see these moisture patterns change for us. It's just a matter of when.
That was K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner with advice for cattle producers combating current drought conditions entering into this fall and winter. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
did we come so far?
Outside, day starts to dawn.
Your moon still floats on high.
The birds awake.
The stars shine too.
Legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.